Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Correlation's annual hybrid client conference here in beautiful San Diego, California. And in the studio lounge, look who is here, Pure IT's very own Trent Henson. Trent, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good. Good to have you here.
Thank
and
you.
How's the conference going for you? You guys are right outside the main hall here.
We are right outside.
You have a good spot.
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
We get to meet a lot of great people.
Mm-hmm.
This conference has been growing each year. More and more people. So
yep.
They see the value of correlation.
Yep.
And I really enjoy coming.
Indeed. Oh, and they enjoy having you guys here. So what you guys provide is pretty valuable to Creightons out there. You want to give us a quick elevator speech on Pure IT real quick?
Pure IT does professional services, managed services, and security services for credit unions. We're not a VAR,
mm-hmm.
so we don't sell hardware and all that kind of thing.
Okay.
We come in and try to find the best solution to solve problems at credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's value.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to make sure that they're achieving the value for the money they spend.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a rip and replace. This vendor said, buy all this stuff and it'll solve all your problems. We don't do that. We come in and actually understand, because we're part of the credit union industry,
mm-hmm.
what their needs are,
mm-hmm.
and try to derive value from what they already have.
Okay.
And only add new things when it's absolutely needed.
Good for you guys. Good for you guys, for sure. So, and today the topic is SASSY, not SASSY.
No.
We're talking SASE.
Correct.
Share with us the acronym and what it stands for, and how you guys are leveraging this for credit unions.
The acronym is Secure Architecture Service Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Gartner, big company.
Yep.
Created that name because Gartner does a great job at marketing. They did it at the CIO conference in 2019,
mm-hmm.
and they were describing a different way to handle security, a different way to handle users accessing Office 365 or my core,
mm-hmm.
or my whatever my financial applications are.
Okay.
To get the credit unions, anyone really, but credit unions,
in this case,
out of
yeah.
the hardware market,
mm-hmm.
and move into the service or the value for the users. One example I like to give is, unfortunately, COVID caused a huge disruption to planet Earth. It was
a
big.
A little bit.
Credit unions typically service their members with a high-touch, high-interaction service
mm-hmm.
when the member comes into the branch.
Right.
Now, because of COVID, they said, you can't work in the branch anymore. How do we support our member? How do we? And it just kept going.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we're on the downside of COVID. Most credit unions have realized they can still service their members. They don't necessarily have to be inside the brick and mortar branch.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're trying to say, well, I did these things like VPNs. Like I bought all the notebooks I could find at any store I could find them
mm-hmm.
to get my users remote.
Mm-hmm.
That got me through COVID. But what can I do now to continue to grow, to continue down that roadmap
mm-hmm.
and mature with that type of service? SASE is a big solution to that problem.
Okay.
So I guess a good example would be if you're, and I pointed this out earlier, you have a notebook that's
yep.
probably not on the camera. If I'm in the credit union, I open my notebook and I go to work and I access my core, my
mm-hmm.
financial
mm-hmm.
applications and my email and all of that. Well, wouldn't it be nice, excuse me, wouldn't it be nice if I could go outside of the credit union? I go to Starbucks because maybe I like coffee.
Sure.
Or I go to my son's soccer game.
Yeah.
And I open the notebook and I go right back to work without a VPN, without login credentials, with the knowledge that I have access
wow.
to everything I need.
Yeah, yeah.
All the security is still there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to do anything as a user. I just opened the notebook, my iPad, my iPhone, whatever it is,
yeah.
my Android device,
yeah.
and I went back to work. So at a high level, that is what the value of SASE is.
And this has become not such an anomaly anymore. Like you pointed out, COVID, this became normal.
It did.
Work environment, you know, where you can work from anywhere but still be secure. Because I remember when COVID first hit, that was the big concern when everybody went home. It's like, oh my gosh, how secure
yes.
is, you know, Bob's laptop at home? He's trying
and
to log
Bob's
on.
Bob's laptop at home might have access to any number of financial applications.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a lot of compliance that goes along with that. we couldn't necessarily meet 100% of the compliance and get everyone out of the office over a weekend.
Right.
No one expected that.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Well, fortunately, credit unions had a lot of help and they were able to move in that direction. But now they're able to step back and say, we can work this way. We do have a hybrid workforce. How can I make it more efficient?
Yeah.
How can I add more security without being intrusive?
Right.
There's a fine line. I can add a lot of security and create a lot of hassle for my users. The general thought is I can take away a lot of that hassle, but I'm also removing security.
Yeah.
What if I could do both of those? What if I could take away all that hassle and increase security and the users don't even know?
That's the magic recipe.
Well, we think so.
Where does peer IT come into play here? So how do you guys come in and help out credit unions in this area?
We have fortunately worked with several credit unions. And we've evaluated what they have. I've been working with credit unions for a while now. Excuse me, I should have brought some water.
Frog in your throat there, Trent.
You know, it's called old age, I think.
You're fine.
We look at what the credit unions have in their budget right now, what they have on depreciation, on amortization, and try to figure out how can we bring in some of these technologies like SASE. So for example, and I'll pick a vendor, Palo Alto. I may have really good Palo Alto firewalls and next generation security.
Yeah.
There's a cost there. There's the hardware, there's the maintenance, there's knowledge of how to maintain that. What if I can use that same hardware?
You want to cut? We can take a time out and go grab some water.
Break.
Are you sure?
I think it might be okay.
Okay. I think there's water somewhere over there. So, anywho.
Again, old age. if that hardware, like Palo Alto, has 2 years left on the budget, we don't want to just come in and remove that because SASE is this cool thing, because you have cost there. What if we can take that Palo Alto and extend it and link it into a SASE provider? And there are several. There's about 14 out there right now. Still realize that investment, but start bringing in some of these SASE features.
Okay.
You can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it could be an ASA from Cisco. It could be a Fortinet. It could be a Checkpoint. It doesn't matter. These things plug and play like Legos. So what we do is come into the credit union. We try to assess where they are, what their needs are. And at the end of the day, bring value where value is needed. So it's not just rip and replace. We don't just say, get rid of all that stuff because it's old, there's something new now.
Yeah.
IT changes so quickly, we call it dog years. 7 years for every one regular year. If you change for something new, if you always chase that shiny object, you'll never get anything done.
Got that right.
So we try to use what they have, we assess where they are, we look at the value, we look at what does your hybrid workforce look like now? Is it 3 days at home, 2 days in the office? Is it some mix? We put all of that together in a plan for the credit union, a roadmap, taking into consideration the budget, because you have to pay for these things and we want to show value.
Yeah, yeah.
And roll it out. It may be over a year, maybe 2 years, but you only do as much as needed with the budget that you have. It's not an all or nothing. It's definitely mix and match.
Yeah. So the the overall benefit to credit unions is bringing this in allows them to hire folks who want to work remotely, or what's the benefit?
That want to work remotely from
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
I have one credit union that has a loan processing team in the Philippines. They are coming in over a SASE connection.
Oh my gosh.
And I'll go a little bit on the technical side. On the SASE connection, it's transparent to the user. I open my notebook, I turn on my iPad, I launch my Android tablet app, and go to work. I don't worry about logging in, or what is a VPN address, or what credentials.
Wow, really?
I just open it. But on the back end, the hidden part, if I'm in the Philippines, I find the connection point, it's called a POP, a point of presence, that's closest to me. That's automatic. So it would find one in Manila. And then it's on a private fiber network that's owned by the SASE provider from Manila all the way into the US on a very, very high speed, low latency connection.
Wow.
So now they can do their core transactions, they can do videos, they can do all the things that they would do as if they were sitting right here. When I'm in Houston, I'm based out of Houston, I connect to the point of presence in Houston.
Yeah.
If I travel to Dallas, I connect there. If I'm in Chicago, and I don't have to know anything. I just open the lid and go to work.
Trent, this is awesome.
I can't take any credit for it. There's awesome companies who have done a great job at bringing this methodology to the market.
Yeah, yeah.
Gartner gave it a name,
yeah.
So we call it SASE, again, right. Secure Architecture Service Edge. But the value to the credit union is a far less complex yet highly secure
mm-hmm.
system.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get pushback from your users on, I want to work at home, but I have to do what? I have to
yeah.
log in where? And how many times do I have to call this? What if we remove all of that?
Yeah, yeah.
And just say, work where you're comfortable working.
Yeah, that's cool. That is cool. And I think there's a lot, not only are there a lot of credit unions looking for that, I'm sure there are a lot of other companies out there and many other industries looking for that. So,
I think there are.
Wow, that's really cool. And so, yeah, so they can call up PRIT and go, hey, you know what? We're interested in something like this, and you guys can help them out with that, right?
We help them out, and again, understanding the industry,
mm-hmm.
understanding how budgets really work,
mm-hmm.
understanding what basis points are compared to your asset base. We help come in and put together a plan that fits in your budget,
yeah.
that provides value,
mm-hmm.
that hopefully your users, I was going to say, would be really happy. Users don't tell you when they're happy. They tell you when they're upset.
Yeah.
But not having all the calls from those users that are upset.
Completely. Are there any compliance hoops to jump through in this area? Or is it long as you're secure?
So since you asked.
Did I open up another can of worms, Trent?
I will give you a great example.
Okay.
VPNs today. I connect to my corporate network. So I'm on my home machine and I now am on the corporate network and I have access by default to pretty much everything on the network.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of compliance checkboxes that you have to make sure are in place. Because you have access to everything. You have to put a lot of security around that.
Mm-hmm.
That gets very complex.
Mm-hmm.
What if we didn't have to do that? So a lot of these SASE solutions have what are called sanctioned applications.
Yeah.
The one I'm working with right now, they're at about 13,000 applications, and all their compliance is checked, and a risk rating is tied to each application.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on Microsoft 365, it'll say you have a SOC 2 and you have, and it gives you the list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a green check mark or red X, and it tells you what the risk score is.
Oh my gosh.
So what if I can say, this user group, this Active Directory group, however you want to group people together,
mm-hmm.
can run these 13 sanctioned apps. So they're not a VPN connection into my network with access to everything. They can only run these apps, cloud apps,
mm-hmm.
or inside my network apps
mm-hmm.
with all the compliance. And now I can create an attestation report to tell the auditor or the examiner, here's the applications
yeah.
that are run,
yeah.
here's the users that use them, here's the compliance, here's the certification.
Mm-hmm.
That's all built into SASE as well.
Wow, this is really cool. Is this something brand new to the industry? Or
it really isn't. It's been in use
for
almost 14 years.
Right.
Gartner was the one who put a name on it.
But for credit unions,
in 2019. I haven't run into many credit unions that are doing this already.
Okay.
So I think it is new to the credit union industry.
Right, right.
Simply because no one knew to bring it to the credit
right.
union industry and show them the value. We've done that.
Yeah.
I've been very fortunate
yeah.
that so far, and I'll knock on wood, every credit union that we have talked to has said, yes, I want to do this. They've done their proof of concept.
Mm-hmm.
They've done their testing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is great. When
mm-hmm.
can we do it?
Yeah.
And that's where we put the plan together. Again, we don't want to just rip and replace because
right.
you have money there.
Right, right.
So we help them realize that and stay within their budget.
This is cool and very timely as well. Yeah, you guys are spot on with the timing. So especially as we come out from the last couple of years we've been through. So yeah, for sure.
It's been a hang-on ride.
Yeah.
COVID has all kinds of things you can say about it. That could be many different interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I will say on the downside of COVID, credit unions learned that I can still service my members. I can still help ensure their financial
yep.
well-being.
Yep.
And I don't have to be inside the brick and mortar of my
yep.
building.
Yeah, where there's a will, there's a way. And credit unions certainly did find that. So good stuff. All right, Trent, I'm going to let you get going. Thank you so much for the education and this really cool solution that allows credit union staff to work virtually anywhere. Securely
as
well.
You are very welcome.
It's pretty cool. All right, Trent Henson, everybody from Pure IT. Go check him out, doing some really cool stuff for Creightons out there. Well
Thank
done, sir.
Thank you very much.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.